神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
It's nice to be with you again.
很高兴跟您在一起。
And today we're going to talk to you about fears and something that the psychologist calls phobias.
今天我们要谈的主题是那种所谓的害怕，也就是恐惧。
This is a subject that more people are involved in than what you might think.
这个是很多人有的，比你想象可能还要多。
I meet up with those who come to me and say, I am so fearful.
我常常碰到一些人跟我说，我心里好害怕。
And in some areas, the fear has made them almost paralyzed.
有时候这种害怕会紧抓着你，到你觉得好像你已经不行了。
I know a woman in her prime of life that was a professional woman.
我知道有一个很专业的一个妇女。
But suddenly fear gripped hold of her.
突然间那种害怕充满她的心。
Anxiety just ravaged through her.
所以呢就焦虑。
She was afraid to go out.
她很怕出去。
She didn't want to be in crowds.
她不要在人群里面。
She always felt like there was something going to happen.
她总是感觉有什么事情要发生了。
And it was only the grace of God who brought that woman out.
后来只有神的恩典才可以把他从恐惧中带出来。
So I want to talk to you a little bit about fear.
所以今天我们要谈的就是恐惧。
Actually, it's a normal reaction.
事实上害怕是一种正常的反应。
A reaction to pain.
对于痛的反应。
You know, there is something about having a baby.
比如说呢，你快要生个孩子。
You know, you've heard everyone tell you the pain that there is.
你听说过生孩子时候的那种痛是很痛的。
And as the time draws close for you to give birth, there comes a fear.
所以当你面对孩子快要生的时候，里面就紧张害怕了。
You fear that pain. You don't want to have to go through that.
你呢，因为不想经过经历那种痛，所以你里面就有害怕。
That's a very normal thing.
这是正常的害怕。
And then we might be fearful of some kind of a danger.
有时候你会怕危险。
And there's many things that could be dangerous. We could be climbing a mountain, our foot slipped, and the fear that hits our heart because we are in danger.
比如说呢，啊，我们爬山或者是突然间滑倒，这个都让我们感觉很危险的害怕。
Of course, you can look at the little child.
看着一个小小的孩子。
Lying in their dark bed.
他们躺在一张床上，里面是黑暗的。
Or rather, in their room that's dark.
那在他们的没有光的一个房间里面。
Their little imagination begins to flare.
这个小孩子的小脑筋就开始想象。
They begin to hear noises.
开始听到一些声音。
The shadows look like they have figures.
然后看到一些有形状的影子。
And that thing that's just imaginary becomes so real.
然后加上他的想象力，好像一切都是真的。
And fear grips their heart.
里面就有害怕了。
And they begin to cry.
就开始哭了。
And quickly mother comes.
妈妈就冲过来。
Well, she wants to know what's wrong.
妈妈就说怎么回事呢？
Oh, mama, somebody's here.
然后这个孩子就说呢，有人在这儿。
She turns the light on and she said, there's no one here.
妈妈把灯打开说没有啊，没有人呢。
It's just your imagination.
是你的想象力吧。
But the fear was real.
可是呢，即使是啊，不是真的，心里的害怕却是真的。
So in our life, there are some things that we feel because they really are real, and some things we fear because it's just part of our imagination.
所以在我们的生活当中有一些害怕的那种内容对象呢是真的 有一些却是我们想象出来的，但是都是害怕。
Now, I want to talk to you about when this fear becomes a true problem in your life.
那我今天要跟你谈的就是，当这个害怕在你的生活当中已经产生压力的时候。
We call those phobias.
就变成一种恐惧症。
It's a persistent, irritating fear about an object or a situation.
那是对于某一个情况或是某一个东西的一种非常激烈的一种畏惧恐惧。
You see, in fact, every time you get into this situation, fear rises up in your heart.
每一次到了这个情况的时候，你那个恐惧感就会升上来。
One of the phobias or fears that is very common is the fear of heights.
比如说呢，惧高症对于高度的很高的地方的一种恐惧感。
Now there may be a tower, a fire tower, in the woods.
比如说呢，你在那个高塔上面。
You can see someone just climb up there with no trouble at all.
你可以看到有的人呢，他们很自在的就这样往上爬上去。
But here comes someone with a phobia.
但是如果你有惧高症的话。
And they know they need to get up to the top.
当他们知道说他们一定要爬到上面去的时候。
But a terrible fear grips their heart.
里面那个很强烈的害怕就会升上来。
And as they start up,That fear increases.
一面向上爬，那个恐惧越来越强烈。
Actually, there have been times when people have gotten up to a certain height and could not go up and could not come down.
这到一个地步呢，到一个高度呢，可能这样带着这样的恐惧症的人就上不去了，然后连下来也不敢了。
Sometimes if the phobia is very bad, we may consider it a sort of a mental disorder or what we call a neurosis.
那恐惧症呢，到一个地步的时候会变成有一种好像精神上面的一种不正常。
Now I have to qualify this to tell you, if that phobia you have causes no major disturbance in your lifestyle, it's not really considered a disorder.
那如果你的恐惧症在你的生活当中并没有造成任何那种干扰麻烦的话，那就不代表说它是正常的，它不是不正常的，失去功能失调的一种精神。
But if you find yourself fearful to go out, and it hinders you from living a normal life,Then you have a disorder that needs to be dealt with.
如果你有一个这样的恐惧，让你连出去都不敢出去，以至于干扰到你的正常生活的时候，那表示说你已经这种生活上的功能已经失调了，已经不正常了。
Now, I want to talk about sort of three different types of phobias.
我要谈三种不同的恐惧。
Actually, one of them is fear of fear itself.
其中的一个就是害怕你心里的恐惧。
It seems like it attacks you in many different ways, and we're going to talk about that.
那待会我们会谈好几种方面，会来好像会来让我们恐惧。
Let me explain it a little further.
我要再进一步的跟你解释。
In other words, one day you find yourself very fearful of being in a crowd.
比如说有一天呢，你发现你自己在群众里面。然后你自己很害怕。
You have what we call a panic attack.
然后你就有所谓的这种惊恐惊慌的袭击。
Maybe you feel you're getting a little dizzy.
你就发现呢，你开始头晕。
And you begin to sweat.
你开始流汗，盗汗。
And you feel something in your throat that you feel like you're choking.
然后你觉得你的喉咙好像哽住了。
And maybe your heart begins to beat fast.
心跳也开始加急。
These are a few of the things that happen to us when we have panic attacks.
所以当你有这种所谓的惊恐来袭击你的时候，就有这样的症状。
You actually feel like the people's closing you in.
特别是你会觉得好像四周的人都向你挤过来。
You've got to get out of this crowd.
你很想赶快离开这个群众。
And soon you find yourself at home.
然后你就发现自己就赶快跑回去了。
The attack was very frightening to you.
这样的一个突然间来的这种惊恐让你觉得很害怕。
So now, you don't want to go out in big groups anymore.
所以之后呢，你就不想再出去到群众之间。
And you find yourself making excuses why I'm not going out.
你就用了很多理由给自己啊，告诉自己说我不出去了，我就是为什么我不出去
？Because you fear having those attacks again.
因为你很害怕那种在群众当中所起的恐慌。
So actually, your fear is the fear of these attacks.
所以呢，你的害怕是怕你的。这种恐慌会再来，你的惊恐会再来。
And these attacks are very real.
那这种袭击是很真实的。
There is a phobia where you cannot stand to be closed in.
另外一种所谓的恐惧症就是你没有办法在一个密闭的一个空间里面。
In a bed.
比如说呢，在一个床上。
When you sleep next to the wall and the other person sleeps on the outside,There is something that happens to you until you feel like you're smothering.
当你在床上的时候呢，你一边是墙壁，另外一边有另外一个人躺在你旁边的时候，你会感觉好像被挤在一个空间里面。
When you get into very close areas, it just seems like you can't stand it, that you're just going to go to pieces.
有时候你会在一个很小的一个空间里面，好像很挤的空间里面，你觉得你不能再待下去。
So you see, you go through this and you have these panic attacks.
当你对这样的一个小空间的一个恐惧的是害怕的时候呢，那种惊恐又会来了。
Or you go through this and you recognize I have a problem in close, small places.
所以你就发现说呢，你每一次到了一个小小的紧密的空间的时候呢，你就会害怕。
So I'm not going to get myself into those kind of places.
所以以后你就尽量避免进入这种很小的空间。
So as you go through life, you recognize that this is a little phobia to you, and so instead of fearing it, you learn how to deal with it.
那以后你的人生当中，你知道你对这种小小的空间，你会有那种恐惧感的时候呢，你要学习怎么样面对它、处理它，而不是要逃避它。
Now there is another kind of social problem that comes from these phobias, and that is fear of embarrassment.
另外一种害怕就是那种害羞的一种害怕。
Sometimes people have a fear of speaking to people.
有时候有的人对于向公众讲话会害怕。
I don't mean to the members of your family.
我讲的不是你的家人。
Or maybe a friend or two.
或者是你的朋友。
But it's people that you don't really know.
而是那些你不认识的人。
You feel like you don't want to speak to anyone.
你觉得你不想对他们说话。
That isn't close enough to you.
你觉得他们对你不够亲近，所以你不想对他们说话。
Sometimes we call that, we say, well, he's just shy.
或许你说他只是害羞而已。
For some, that's true.
有些人是真的害羞。
But for others, they actually have a fear.
但是呢，对某些人，他是有那种恐惧感的。
Oh, I cannot tell you how many people have a fear of public speaking.
我实在是算不出来，应该有很多人都有这种所谓的公开说话的恐惧感。
Sometimes little children will have little programs where they have to say something, and when they get up front, they can't remember it, and they run off crying.
比如说像小孩子上台，本来要背几句话要讲的，结果一上台看到群众就害怕的哭起来，然后跑开了。
Do you know there's people that fear eating in public?
你知道吗？有些人在公众当中也不敢吃东西。
And it goes back to the fact that they don't want to be embarrassed.
那归根究底呢，就说他们对于这种害羞，就是在人家面前呢很害羞。
There are those who even have fear of making a decision.
有的人会怕做决定。
Then I want to go on to the fear of specific objects.
接下去我要谈的就是一种对于特定的一个情况的恐惧感。
Many of you know what an elevator is.
你知道电梯是什么吧？
And there are those that are, they're so frightened to get into an elevator and have it take them all the way up to the top.
很多人很怕进电梯，然后要升到很高的地方。
Many people may be fear of escalators.
很多人会怕坐那种扶手电梯。
Oh, they want to walk up and down the steps or take the elevator, but never the escalator.
他们宁可坐那种电梯或者是爬楼梯，也不要坐这种扶手电梯。
There are people who will not go anywhere if they have to fly.
有的人呢，如果需要搭飞机的话，他们宁可不出门。
So fearful of flying.
很怕搭飞机。
There are those, as I said before, of heights.
高度的恐惧。
There are many things that some people become very fearful of.
很多东西呢，都会成为有些人的恐惧的对象。
And that's why I want you to understand very clearly that just because you have a phobia doesn't mean that you're going to have a disorder or even a panic attack.
如果你有一些对象让你恐惧的话，并不代表你的整个这种情况已经失常或者是功能失调了。
It's when you understand that many, many people have these fears, but they learned how to deal with them or at least not to let them stop you from living a life that you should.
你要知道有很多人事实上都有恐惧感的，但是呢他们呢就让自己不容许自己来逃避，就好好的面对学习，不容许这样的一个恐惧来控制自己，好让自己干扰自己不能正常的生活。
You see, a panic attack or an anxiety attack is comes from fear when it's out of control.
不管是焦虑也好，或者是这种惊恐的这种袭击呢，都是出于自我不能控制。
Now, in normal fear, which we all have in certain areas of our life, actually it just brings an apprehension.We just have a feeling that something is wrong.
在我们的生活当中很自然的会有一些害怕的反应，那只是告诉我们对于那种情况的感觉而已，就是让我们知道说有一些事情不对了。
And we really sense that we're nervous about it.
那你会觉得有点紧张。
And there's an uneasy feeling in us. We don't have that confidence that we should.
里面的那种平静或者是那种自信已经有点被干扰。
And we're very careful to watch and to see and to look to see if anything's going to happen.
我们就小心的观察，等着看会不会发生事情。
In fact, fear can give you increased strength.
事实上，有时候害怕、恐惧会带给你更多的这种力量。
There is a gland in our body that we call the adrenaline gland.
在我们的身体里面呢，有一种叫做肾上腺体。
They have named it the flight, which means to run, or the fight, which means to stand and fight against something.
那么这些腺体呢，是为了要在某一个情况上面，为了要出击而会分泌的。
It actually means in these situations, this gland begins to work and it secretes its chemicals and those chemicals give us added strength.
所以如果在一个情况下面的时候呢，这个肾上腺就会特别的分泌它的腺素，让给我们增加我们的这种身体的体力。
There have been times that on an airplane when there has been an accident.
好几次的这种飞机的事故的时候，
And someone has been trapped under the seat.
有的人被卡在这个座位上。
Where some have had the strength, like a husband, has had the strength to pull that seat out to let his wife out.
在那个情急的时候呢，竟然有人可以把那个椅子、座椅呢，就用两手把它抽上来，好救卡在那里面的亲人。
So actually that's what God has given us to help us with normal, natural fear.Fear.
所以神造给人有这种肾上腺的分泌这个腺素呢，让我们来面对我们害怕时候的需要。
This is what happens many times when we have these fears that are imaginary.
这个就是常常我们这样子发生，有时候我们有恐惧的时候。
We really feel like it's a true fear.
我们这种想象的恐惧感，结果我们以为是真的恐惧。
And it triggers our adrenaline gland.
那这样就会激发我们的这个肾上腺。
Pouring this chemical into us.
把这个腺素呢，把它分泌出来。
And this happens time after time when we face these fears.
如果我们的恐惧感一再的发生，然后这个腺素呢，一直分泌。
Until actually this chemicals that we are, it is coming from this gland becomes toxic, becomes like poison to our bodies.
这个腺素分泌太多，累积太多的话，在我们的身体里面呢，就会变成一种毒素。
then many times we have what we call these panic attacks.
那比如说呢，我们常有这种恐惧的袭击。
Sometimes we tremble.
你就会发颤，就是会颤抖。
Our hands are cold and sweaty.
你的手倒汗，然后很冷。
We may feel dizzy.
然后你会觉得头晕。
We feel like there's something in our throat choking us.
然后你觉得你的这个喉咙呢，好像被哽住了。
Sometimes there's ringing in our ears.
有时候你的耳朵会有耳鸣。
Other times our heart beats very fast.
心跳加急。
Then we may get very hot or very cold.
或许你会觉得好热或者是好冷。
And then we begin to breathe because we feel like we can't get our breath.
接下去你就发现你的呼吸困难。
Some people have pains in their chest and think it's their heart.
有的人会在胸腔发生有痛的感觉，以为是心脏有问题。
Others get very nauseated, very sick at their stomach.
有的人在他的胃的部分呢，会非常的不舒服。
For some, it triggers diarrhea immediately.
有的人呢，会产生那种肠的方面的问题。
Now these are the symptoms of the panic attacks.
那这些都是惊恐的一个现象。
Not the same as the normal fears.
这些跟一般的正常的害怕是不一样的。
And do you know they tell us that today this is among number one of some of the sicknesses our people have?
你知道吗？在今天根据研究，这些问题，这些恐惧引起的问题呢，竟然是这种生病的病症的第一位。
They really feel like they have some kind of a sickness, but it's just the symptoms from this panic attack.
他们真的觉得说自己是生病了，有这些问题，但事实上是从恐惧来的。
Now, what brings on these panic attacks?
那到底什么这个恐，让这个恐惧的这样的一个症状发生呢？
As we said, it's basically fear.
我们刚才讲过了，就是害怕。
I think one of those is a former experience that you had that was very traumatic.
大概是有曾经有经历过某一个害怕的一个过程。
Children that have been abused, women that have been raped, have gone through these attacks because of the experience they went through.
因为有一些那种很恐怖的经历，比如说像小孩子被虐待，或者是妇女被强暴的这种很恐惧的经历之后。
Sometimes it's scare tactics. Sometimes parents are not even aware of it. And they have said to their child, this will happen to you, that will happen to you if you do this. And it brings on these attacks to the children.
有时候父母在不知不觉中呢，因为常常威胁自己的孩子，就是恐吓他们怎么样会怎么样，这样的话也带给孩子们产生恐惧感。
For some, it's just that they are emotionally overloaded.
那有的人在情绪上已经受不了的时候。
Guilt.
比如说呢，罪恶感。
Those who live under guilt will go through much of these panic attacks.
当一个人里面容易有罪恶感，有很多罪恶感的时候呢，很容易有这种恐惧的袭击。
Sometimes when we're having problems with our emotions or our feelings, we deny them and push them down.
有时候你里面有一些情绪方面的感受，然后你把它积压，把它压抑下去。
And then the attacks, the panic attacks take over.
这样的话，久而久之呢，这种恐惧也会来袭击你。
It's many times the stress that you take in.
有时候你压力太大了。
Constantly under stress.
常常在压力的下面生活。
And after a while, you begin getting chest pains.
不久之后呢，你就发现呢，你会有这种胸腔疼痛的现象。
You think it's your heart.
你以为是心脏有问题。
But it's just the stress that brings on anxiety.
事实上只是你的那种压力造成的焦虑。
Some people wake up and they can hardly breathe.
有的人醒过来的时候呢，没有办法呼吸。
And they become very frightened.
他们就很害怕。
When it's merely an anxiety attack.
这个就是里面的这种焦急恐惧的袭击。
Another cause of these anxiety attacks is that we keep reinforcing our fears.
那有时候呢，我们对于我们这个害怕呢，一直把它忍下来，也会造成这种袭击。
We hold on to them and don't try to overcome them.
我们把它压抑，然后强制的放在里面，所以呢，我们没有去克服它。
And then the panic attacks keep coming.
这个惊恐的这样的袭击也会上来。
Another reason is that we have an imagination that runs away with us.
有时候我们的想象力也参加了一份。
Maybe we always assume whatever happens is going to be the worst.
每一次你都想到是最糟的这样的一个结果。
Your child doesn't come home at the time you think they should.
如果你的孩子在时间到了还没有回家。
And immediately you have, you're thinking they must have been in an automobile accident, they're probably in the hospital, or maybe they're dead.
你马上就想说我的孩子是不是发生车祸了，还是已经在医院，还是已经死了。
And your fear begins to rise, and for some people then it throws them into an anxiety.
你的害怕就升上来，接下去呢就有了这种焦虑感。
And then you say,I don't have any control over these situations, and I don't think they'll ever change.
或许你会说呢，我根本没有办法来控制我自己的那种感觉，而且呢，我真的是认为就是那么糟糕。
So many people then live under this terrible threat and pressures.
有很多人就在这样的一个情况下面，这种压力下面生活。
And so then maybe they try to avoid this, but they just can't.
有时候想把它推开，想把它避开，但是呢，避不了。
When we can learn that our real fear is not the situation, but our fear of it.
如果你体会到或者是认识到，事实上你的害怕不是情况上真的这样子让你害怕，而是你的感受上的害怕。
But you know, in the Word of God, it tells us that there is no fear in love.
圣经有一句话告诉我们，完全的爱就把害怕拿走。
It says perfect love drives out fear.
完全的爱就可以把这种恐惧拿开。
Because fear many times we feel is we're going to be punished over something.
有时候我们的害怕是怕我们被惩罚。
But it's telling us that the love of Christ can change us.
但是基督的爱可以改变我们这种里面的恐惧。
I was very fearful of flying.
我是一个曾经很害怕坐飞机的人。
But God put me in a work that I had to fly often.
可是神给我的工作却是需要常常搭飞机。
It was agony to me.
对我来讲非常的无助。
I just knew that the next time, when I got on that plane, the plane was going to crash.
每一次我一上飞机的时候，我就感觉我的这个啊这一趟呢一定会碰到困难。
But one day, I got very tired of it.
有一次我就觉得我很厌倦了。
I was on a plane.
有一次我在飞机里面。
The plane was getting ready to take off.
这个飞机要起飞了。
I lifted up my heart to the Lord and I said, Lord,If this is what you want of my life, then take this fear from me.
我就跟上帝说，如果我的生活，我的工作需要常搭飞机的话，请你把我这种恐惧拿走。
And before those wheels lifted off the ground, or as they were, the fear was gone.
就在这个飞机起飞离开这个地面的时候呢，我的害怕就不见了。
I have flownhundreds of thousands of miles.
我不晓得坐飞机已经飞了多少千里的路。
Without the fear.
不再害怕了。
Now I know that was dramatic what God did for me.
那这是神做的奇妙的一个作为。
But I'm telling you that we can take our fears and give them to Him, and He can give us the grace, the strength,to overcome them.
我的意思是说，不管你有什么恐惧，把它带到神的面前，让他来帮助你克服，拿掉你的恐惧。
If not the grace to overcome them, to live through them.
如果神没有这样子把它拿走的话，那么他会给你那种恩典的力量，能够克服，能够面对。
He is the one that can help you with your fear.
他可以帮助你心里的恐惧。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13 之40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。